Hey, this is Tim from the Brewly Boys, and this is Dudes Ripping Brews. On today's podcast, Jim shows up in the worst fucking movie
of
all
time.
Shut up,
I did not. Fuck you.
All right, well, case in point right there. We also talk about our trip to Cincinnati that we just came from, and we talk about our homebrew club, which happens again this coming Tuesday, so hopefully we'll see you there. We also have lots of poop talk in the third segment, and one of the guys who came to our last homebrew club meeting sent us a pretty fucked up video about poop and piss. So stay tuned to listen to that. Hey everybody, this is Dudes Ripping Brews. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Yeah, doing all right.
Yeah, Jim, how are you today?
I'm all right.
Jim came in and
just all right
in a fucking pissy mood today.
Yeah,
sour.
Just silent.
That's silent. Completely untrue.
Sour. Hey,
fuck
well,
you guys.
Hey, this is the Brewly Boys. We're doing a podcast. We're gonna start trying to do them before our homebrew club meetings. So we have one this week, so we decided to do a podcast. There's only three of us today. I'm Tim. I also have Marius here.
Hi guys.
And Jim.
Hey.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, you weren't kidding.
Yeah.
We got a sourpuss over here.
Why are you so sour, man?
Yeah, man, what's up?
Because Marius is here.
No. It doesn't make sense that you're the sour one, because Tim and I had to wait for your ass all day to do this podcast.
Literally all day.
No, yeah. You didn't.
Yeah, yes, I did. Did. Yeah, totally did.
The plan
totally
was at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
No, it was originally 2 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody canceled, and then I said, well, I'm going to brew a beer, and then...
Yeah, you changed the plan.
So you switched it up.
You suggested it.
No, you were going to cancel.
No, you suggested brewing a beer in the morning.
Yeah, morning. You started at 1.
You started so late. I mean, oh my God. And you know what drives me insane?
All right, let's move forward. Come on, guys. Let's get this
It's like
started.
You actually, you know what? You pulled a Tim. You told us you were brewing the beer, and you hadn't even started. It's like when Tim calls us and says, yeah, I'm on the highway right now, but he didn't leave his house yet.
I don't do that. I've never once ever done that. I've never said I'm on the highway and
yes,
I'm not
he has.
Left.
Yes, he has.
Not, no, that is fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, podcast time. What are we drinking, Jim? Tell us. This is a cool looking can.
Yeah, this is a Goes sour ale with cranberry, lime, and sea salt. It's called Laser Raptor from Central State. I think that's Indiana.
Tastes like Code Red Mountain Dew.
You think so?
Hmm. That's kind of cool, yeah. I see what you're saying. obviously it's got
maybe
like,
really
the salt
watered
in there
down.
Too.
Maybe like really watered down.
It tastes
Code
like
Red.
Code Red that's been sitting out for a day.
Yum.
Yeah, I don't think
no, if anything, I think it's Code Red that had ice. It was warm.
Sure.
You put it over ice. And that melts all the ice, so it's now watered down.
Right.
And then you let it sit there for a couple hours.
I mean, that's really intricate. Have you done that with Code Red? Like,
no. I'm speculating.
Do you do this every day?
I'm speculating.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is moderate. Not worth the money.
Yeah.
At least it has cool artwork.
The can is really cool. It's got this really cool laser raptor on it.
Yeah.
What is a laser raptor?
It looks like a raptor from Jurassic Park, and he's shooting laser beams out of his eyes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But I think it's a ripoff of Laser Snake from Three Floyds.
Mm. Yeah, probably
you
is.
Know, laser Could raptor, be, yeah. Give me a break. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're both reptiles, right? So
yeah.
They couldn't even go to like a laser.
Like birds. Laser birds.
Laser hawk.
Hey, but birds are more closely
right,
related
to well, how about
to
this? How about laser whale, dude? How about that?
Yeah.
Right, there you go. Yeah.
Instead of water shooting out his blowhole, it's just a huge
just
laser.
Just
yeah.
Fuck.
It's like a Death Star laser beam. Yeah.
Well, we haven't done this in a while, but I'll just tell you what this podcast is. If you're a new listener, this is what it is. We just.
Here it is, baby.
We basically just drink beer and kind of like
talk
very
about
unprofessionally discuss how it tastes.
It tastes good.
We don't do that. But we got our name from Dudes Ripping Brews because we used to bong craft beers and then describe how it tastes. And that's how it all started.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done that in a while, but I promise we'll get back to it.
Yeah, I we need to. That was really fun. Yeah. And it's unique. Nobody else does that. It's fun,
I guess.
Yeah. And it tastes really good.
It tastes better than you would imagine. But, you know, we've been doing these on work nights lately, so yeah. It's not conducive to bonging craft beers. But
yeah, we got
to
be pros, agreed. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, we just got back from a trip from Cincinnati where we entered a homebrew competition. It's our third year, mm-hmm. right? Third year so. Entering this one.
Yeah, well, this is a special one because this is the first one we ever entered.
Right, right. So 3 years ago, so February of 2017, was the first homebrew competition we ever entered. And thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. Great.
I know where this is going.
Our first competition we ever entered, we entered 5 beers as a team. Yep. And we didn't really know what we were doing. Like we thought we made pretty good beer, but you know, we never had anything professionally judged or anything like that. We have all of our friends telling us that it's really good, but what does that matter, you know?
Yeah, even if it's one we considered trash. They're like, this is really good, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. trying to be supportive. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know? So we entered 5 beers as a team, and Marius was asking me, he's like, how do you think we'll do in this competition? I'm like, dude, we're definitely going to win at least one medal. And he's like, absolutely not. There is no fucking way we win mm-hmm. anything mm-hmm. in this competition. I'm just looking forward to some feedback. And I'm like, all right, well, like, let's make it interesting. Let's make a bet. And he goes, how about this? I'm so confident that we will not win any medals, that for every medal we do win, I will buy you a steak dinner. Now, the great part about this bet is that I had to put nothing on the line.
Yeah, what a dumb move by Marius. That was so stupid.
Face on me.
And how many did we win?
We ended up winning 2 medals.
And how many steak dinners have you had?
I've redeemed 0 steak dinners because he always fucking, you know, like, changes the subject when I bring it up.
Unbelievable.
What a lie. Okay. What a lie. Just, yes. Listen.
How long ago? That was over 2 years ago. Yeah.
I did make that bet, obviously. We did win 2 medals, so that's cool. But Timmy, you're never like, hey, let's get that steak dinner.
All right. Let's go this week.
Dude, I'd be calling him every week to go get that steak dinner.
Well, I'm going to Chicago, so I'm sorry.
Tim, go with him. They got some nice steak dinners there. Yeah,
already changing the subject. Going to Chicago, sorry.
He didn't even say when. That's bro. In a month.
Yeah, this summer.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Chicago. Let's go get steaks next week.
Okay.
Are you going to be back for this weekend?
Mm-mm.
No? All right, never mind. Next week, we're going.
So we had that crazy, when we dropped off the beers, that crazy accident. How about that thing? We were on our way down, stuck in a... I think we were sitting still for an hour and a half. Yeah, didn't move an
dead
inch.
Dead stop.
And there was an RV that went off the road that looked like a piece of dynamite went off on the inside.
Yeah, it was inside out, essentially. It was crazy.
Like, you could see the stove and the microwave and everything on the side of the road.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. But, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. They shut down the highway for quite a while for that. Mm-hmm. I saw it on the news, actually.
No, they didn't.
I looked it up because I wanted to see if they said anything about what happened. Yeah.
I think we just missed the cutoff, right? Because a lot of people were getting off that exit. We just passed. And
we got screwed.
Like, we can't do anything.
So let's talk about how fun Cincinnati was. And every year we have a really great time. But this year, me and Jim, we were Baja-ing all over that town. we found some
we're
bird
scooters. We're bebopping,
dude. Yeah, we found bebopping all around Cincinnati. Oh, we found some lime scooters and some bird scooters, which they do not have in Cleveland.
Well, hold on. They did have them for like 3 days until they were banned.
Right. They're banned now, so they don't have them in Cleveland, which is what I said. But they have them in Cincinnati. And yes, it's winter. And yes, it was fairly cold outside. But me and Jim rode those things everywhere.
Like there was no tomorrow. I wanted to ride them everywhere. We had to go way across town. And I said, let's get the lime scooters.
We were running. I was sprinting between scooters. Because every time that we would find one, the battery would be dead.
Mm.
So I'd look up on the GPS where the next one was. And Jim already had one. So he's riding full speed. And I'm sprinting next to him. I was keeping up.
Yeah, he was. 13 miles an hour. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really fun. And like trying to maneuver around the potholes and like the road salt and stuff because it's wintertime.
And the railroad tracks, which I almost ate shit over.
Yeah. And Marius was him trying to ride this thing was a sight.
Yeah, well, it just went sideways. I don't know.
Marius cannot have... He has no balance. He cannot ride those things to save his life. I think I think if you gave him $1,000, he wouldn't be able to ride it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what the money does. Like, I don't
like he would suddenly gain balance skills.
Right.
Yeah, I'll do it for $1,000, but not for fun.
But those things are really fun. Yeah. So if anybody listening and they don't live in Cleveland and they have bird scooters in your town, you got to ride those things because they're amazing. I want to buy one.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah? Your personal one?
But imagine like people seeing it on the map and they just come by and they pick it up.
Well, it wouldn't be on the map.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the GPS is on the map.
But what if you like drove it to a bar or a restaurant?
You
got to
bring it inside.
Right. I mean, you couldn't leave it outside.
Yeah, you got to bring it inside. You got to get one of the foldable ones and carry it in with you.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Hey, do we get more beer? I want to drink some more.
You going to get a hog?
Well, I had a hog in the past.
Oh, yeah. But this is a mini hog.
Like yours? Am I right?
Good one.
So, Marius, you want to talk about the competition itself?
Sure, yeah. So this is, I think you said it's the third time we've entered. We came away with some medals again. This time it was pretty exciting because besides just us, our friend Bart, he came up with us, or came down to Cincinnati with us, and this was the first competition he ever entered, and this beer that we're drinking right now is a Rausch beer that I collaborated with Bart on. Rauch beer. I think that's the proper way to say it. Yeah,
I don't like that.
Yeah, well, Germans, you know. We collabed on this one. This is the first time we ever made it. It's a classic smoked beer, so it's going to be a darker amber color and a pretty strong smoke aroma and flavor.
And this is a lager, correct?
This is traditionally it's a lager. So Bart and I did this kind of cool experiment where we brewed the beer together, but I fermented it with lager yeast and he did it with clean ale yeast. And then we entered it, and they both judged really, really close. I mean, they're 1.5 points apart. So the lager one ended up winning a bronze. It got like 38.5 points, and Bart's got a 37.
Yeah,
so
those are both good scores.
Yeah, those are both really good. And I think it just kind of proves that you can still make a good lager, in quotes, lager with ale yeast too. So.
True.
I don't know any commercial versions of Rausch beers. I've never had one. I only know what you say about Rausch beers, but mm-hmm. I can tell you that I do not like this beer.
You don't like it?
I do not like it.
I actually think this is really, really good.
Maybe it's the style that I don't like, perhaps. But I don't like it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
It tastes like smoky, and I know it's supposed to be smoky, but it tastes like plummy too. I don't know if you guys get any of that plumminess.
No.
It's like a really weird, I'm not into it.
I have found that smoked beers are quite polarizing, you know, with beer drinkers. Some people do like them, but there's others that just won't drink them at all.
But he likes smoked
beers. Yeah, some smoked beers I really like. I've had some commercial ones that I really like, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so just for anybody that's listening, so that's one of the kind of hard things about brewing these styles that, there's not a Rauch beer commercial example you can just buy at the store normally. And I was lucky enough to actually get one at our local liquor store, Tim. And it tasted great. I loved the way it tasted. It was insane. Like I thought it would be like malty and smoky, but it wasn't. It was super tasty. The smoke balance was great.
That's what I think I like about this, actually, is that it's smoky without having tons of malt in there. I think that the smoke is what, you know, drives the taste the most instead of the...
Yeah.
As I'm not, you know me, I'm not crazy about overly malty beers unless it's a really dark, like a porter or a stout. But I think this is really good. I think you guys did a really great job on this.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with it.
Try Bart's too. Yeah. At our last homebrew club meeting, they brought one bottle each. So we tried the ale and the lager next to each other, and nobody knew which one was which, and everybody voted to see which one everybody liked better. I voted for the ale.
Yeah.
But
I think
margin.
It was pretty split, right?
Like, yeah,
it was pretty much 50-50.
Right. I voted for the ale, but I thought that the lager was, you know, right there too. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to try that now that it's aged about a month.
Mm-hmm.
Bart's
style. Yeah, yeah, that'd be interesting. I'm sure he still has some bottles of it.
Yeah, I'll ask him to bring some.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the competition itself, pretty boring this year, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was a dud.
So we sat... So they have the Cincinnati Beer Fest, which if you've been to a beer fest, you know how awesome it is. It's in a convention center. But every year, this competition is the same day as their beer fest. But they hold it in one of the small conference rooms within the convention center. And usually... When we go down there, the last 2 years, I should say, it's not that usual. 2 years in a row, we went to the beer fest, and then we went to the competition. Yeah. Pretty loaded already.
Yeah, we're pretty lit up.
Yeah, because we already like drank, you know, unlimited beers for 3 hours.
Yeah.
This year we went there pretty sober, and it was really quiet in there, mm-hmm. and there was only like 20 people.
Well, I think there was like a quarter of the people as there were in the years past, and. I mean, most of the people that they called for medals and stuff, they weren't even there. I don't remember it being like that in the years past.
Yeah, I don't either. But we came away with, what?
Four
medals total.
Yep. Yeah.
We didn't enter that many this year, so I'm pretty happy with four medals. I won one gold.
Gold.
You won a bronze.
I think Cozy got...
Two bronze.
Two silvers.
Two silvers. It was two silvers. Nice. Yeah, it was two silvers. So overall, great time. And also, we went on a tour of Rheingeist.
Yeah, Bart set that up for us. Yeah. So shout out to him.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Bart. And also, huge thank you to Ryan Geist because that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it came with a beer, and the beer was incredible, too.
Yeah, so they took us on a tour of their entire facility, which if you haven't done that or you have never been to Ryan Geist, you should definitely check it out.
That's one of the most unique breweries that I've ever been to.
Yeah, and the tour is cool, right? Because they take you in all these places. And one of the coolest parts, I thought, was they kind of showed you how the brewery expanded over the last, 5 to 10 years. And how they kept like shoving more equipment in the one building that they have.
Right. And their canning facility is like basically in the basement. It's mm-hmm. not the basement, but it's the first level. But like you can't see daylight down there.
I couldn't believe how many empty cans they had down there.
Yeah, they had stacks.
It was insane.
I would say they had like 100,000 cans down there.
I honestly probably would have guessed more than that. I would have said a million cans.
No, ooh, a million?
No way it was a million
cans. Saying a milli?
I'm saying
But hey, thank you, Rheingeist, and we had a great time, and the beer was awesome. We've been to Rheingeist every time we've been to Cincinnati, and we have a blast every single time.
Hey, but bring the ping pong tables back.
Yeah, cool.
Good point.
What's up with that? They had ping pong tables in the brewery, and they took them out. Yeah, that was really fun.
I'm sorry, Jim.
You guys know that was fun.
I know. I like ping pong, so yeah.
Especially when you're a little loaded. How fun was that?
Yeah, a little loaded, yeah.
We also got to check out Platform's new location.
Mm-hmm.
First day it was open.
Yeah, we were there the first day.
It was packed. They drew a big crowd.
Yeah. So the place is called Loco Bar. Mm-hmm. What does that stand for? Local coffee bar? Yeah.
Coffee barrels, I think.
I think it's coffee bar. Or maybe it could be barrels.
So do they actually pour coffee there?
Yeah, it's like a coffee joint. It's like a half brewery, half coffee joint.
Yeah, so it's right in over the Rhine, which is a neighborhood in Cincinnati, which is an awesome area. I thought the location was kind of cool, kind of different. It felt
more coffee bar like.
Agreed. It had a much more of a coffee bar feel than a brewery feel. Yeah.
So I thought the space was really cool. They had really cool countertop and stuff, and it felt very clean. It was brand new, but the beer I had was so bad. It was so bad.
I agree, and obviously we love Platform, but
yeah, no, I love Platform, and I rarely have a beer that I don't like, but the one that I had. Was trash.
I think we had the same one, right, Jim?
Yes.
I don't remember what
it was. Do you remember what it was?
It was a coffee saison.
Yes. It was so bad.
All right. So we had a great time in Cincinnati, and we'll be back again next year.
Yeah, we were pretty... I mean, our club was pretty well represented in the competition.
I'd like to get more, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to join our club and maybe eventually come to some competitions with us and hang out and drink beers and all that stuff... I think the first step is check our club out. We meet on the third Tuesday of every month. So the third Tuesday of February is coming up in 2 days here.
At Platform in Cleveland.
At Platform. Yep. Yeah. So that's going to be the 19th at Platform at 7.
You just look for the table where I think it probably says reserved.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. You want to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll actually talk about the club
a little bit more. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Cool. We'll be right back.
Drink some more beer too.
Hell yeah. All right, welcome back to Dudes Ripping Brews. During the break, we poured up a beer.
Yeah.
You have the can.
Oh, I do. Yeah, you're right. Can you read it? Sorry about that.
It's all right.
It's from Revolution from Chicago.
So I just want to say before you read that, we've had Revolution on here a few times, okay. Especially recently. I think we've had a couple. We had the Brute Hero maybe mm-hmm. on the very last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last, I don't know, couple years, I've had a bunch of Revolution beers. And we actually went to Revolution in Chicago in 2016. We went on a little brewery tour of Chicago and Indiana and Michigan, and we stopped at Revolution. And their beer sucked. And it was trash. But we already loved their beer. So it was very strange to us that the beer at the brewery was no good.
And it was funny because all of them were trash. It wasn't just one. It was all of them. Right. Like we had flights and they were all trash. Yeah. It was like something was wrong with their stuff.
Yeah, so essentially all the beer that we have from them that is packaged in cans and makes it over here, we generally like it.
Generally.
Yeah. But we went to the tap room and I don't know if we liked a beer there.
I agree.
So that was weird. But actually... I'm going to Chicago later this week, and I have an Airbnb, and I'm staying, I don't know, maybe half a mile away from that tap room, I think. So
the same one we went to, because they have two.
I know, yeah, it's the same one in Logan Square, and I'm gonna try it again
and
see.
Yeah, they probably just had a bad period or something.
I don't know,
or maybe their lines were dirty. Something
stupid. I mean, it. The beer is pretty good if you drink it out of the can.
Anyway, we sidetracked. So you want
yeah,
to
so this is one in their Hero series, which I think we all sort of like.
I've liked almost every single one of them.
They're IPAs that feature a certain hop or a certain style of hop. So, you know, they have their Citra Hero, Mosaic Hero, which Tim loves.
Mm-hmm. Galaxy Hero, dude.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, that's your favorite, right, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
So this one is a Northwest Hero. I don't know if it has a description on there.
I think it just says Northwest style IPA.
Okay.
Which is
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I was just gonna bring that up. I don't even know what the difference between a Northwest style IPA is and just like a regular West Coast IPA.
It's probably way more piney.
I was gonna say piney, pine trees up there, but it doesn't taste super piney. It tastes more like citrusy.
I'm getting citrus, but there is something that it's not like super juicy like a regular West Coast IPA.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just piney.
Maybe it tastes really good, though. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I actually do, too. I think it's really good.
No, this is good. Thanks for buying this. I hope they keep making these because it's a really cool way to showcase a hop if they're only using a single hop in these.
I think they typically do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the Citra Hero would just use Citra hops.
Yeah.
They do. They don't use it as just like the dry hop or anything.
Ooh, I don't know, but that mean the dry hop is how it's showcased anyway.
Sure,
it's got a pretty cool label. It's just so they have the hop hero character, so mm-hmm. it's like a superhero type guy with just his head is a hop though.
Yeah.
And this one he's wearing a flannel shirt and he's swinging a big ass axe at a bunch of trees.
Fuck yeah, dude!
He's That's a lumberjack.
He should have looked like a hipster.
Yeah. I guess that'll be Portland Hero.
And, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, like we talked about at the end of the last segment, we want to talk about our homebrew club. We just started it. We've only had three meetings so far, and we've had a really great time doing it. And we've met a lot of really cool people, and it's been awesome meeting other brewers. You know, for a long time, it was just the four of us. So there's the three that are on the podcast now, and then Cozy, who isn't here today. But
also, another cool thing about it is brewers that are generally about our age, too.
Yeah, and I would say that so far, most of them are around our skill level, too.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's cool. We've had the last one meeting. We had a couple of people one person who's never brewed before, which is cool. And, you know,
never once?
No. Wow. Never once. And then we've had a couple people that have only brewed a couple times. So, you know, it's kind of cool getting that dynamic. But overall, most people are, you know, they've brewed at least a couple times.
Did you get the perception that the people that were brand new are going to take away tips and use it to brew on their own?
Yeah. I mean, some of the guys that showed up, you know, they were asking a lot of questions, you know, like, how do you do this? How do you do that? Like, what have you seen with this? And that's really cool because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what the homebrew club is about. It is sort of just spreading, you know, the passion for homebrewing. And, you know, we've brewed for a while. Like, we've done this. And if we can influence people and help them out. I don't know, that makes me feel really good about myself.
You're sappy, dude.
I guess, yeah. But what one thing that I've been surprised about is sort of how receptive people have been and how willing they have been to like come out and meet us and hang out with us, drink beers with us, talk homebrewing. I didn't think it would be that easy, but yeah, people like coming and that's awesome.
I think I said this on the last podcast, our first meeting, I fully expected it to be just the four of us.
Same. Mm-hmm. I did too.
And we showed up and there was like eight of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was so awesome. And the last one we were at, I think there was about 12 people. Mm-hmm. So it's growing and it's a lot of fun. It's fun to just come hang out. Even if you don't brew and you just think brewing is kind of cool or something you've thought about doing, you should come.
Just, well, also it's at Platform, so you could just come and have a couple beers and hang out with us.
And also thank you so much to Platform for letting us come there. They've been so awesome for letting us do that. It's great because they let us bring our home brews. Mm-hmm. And you know,
not every place will let you do that,
so. right so we're drinking non-Platform beers at Platform, so they've been really, really awesome, so thank you so much to them.
I actually called them today to reserve our tables for this Tuesday, and I started talking like, is there any way I can get a reservation, you know, for Tuesday? And I'm sorry, I don't know her name, but whoever picked up was like, oh, is this for the homebrew club? I'm like, hell yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, I didn't even have to say it was for the homebrew club.
That's cool.
Yeah, I guess they know us.
But yeah, but again, thank you to them. And also, realistically, if you just want to come, you don't give two shits about brewing. You just want to try our beer.
That's true.
Come try our beer.
That's a perfect time to do it.
It's not just our beer. It's all the other people that brew.
And they brew some really good stuff, too. Yeah. The other guys there brew some incredible beers.
Yeah. So if you... I think it's cool to see how good homebrews can be. Mm-hmm. Because I'll tell you, I've had some beers from us and from the other brewers that come. And some of them are better than anything I've had at a brewery.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if you guys ever read the Zymergy magazine. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, they always have a commercial calibration section where a bunch of really high-up beer judges judge commercial beers. And these beers get the same scores that our beers do.
That's really awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Like there'll be 33s, there'll be 42, you know, but like, wow. it's a range. And like, so just because the size and the scale of your home brewery isn't as big as a commercial brewery doesn't mean you can't make good beer. And a lot of times you make even better beer.
So. Yeah. So come hang out with us. It's Tuesday night, February 19th.
That's right. This Tuesday
at 7 p.m.
Yep.
And it, if you can't make it to this one, it's the third Tuesday of every month.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a Platform at 7 p.m. So if we don't do another podcast, we'll post something online about it on Instagram or something, but
yeah, so this year we're shooting to do more regular club meetings. So like Tim said, every third Tuesday. I'm sorry. And if you want more information, follow us on Instagram at brewleyboys.com.
At Brewley Boys.
At Brewley Boys. We also have a website at brewleyboys.com. So if you go to brewleyboys.com/events, our meetings and maybe other events that we do will be posted up there as well.
Also, we've been publishing for the last couple of months a newsletter. Mm-hmm. So if you want to subscribe to our newsletter, send us an email at brewley@brewleyboys.com, and we will get you on the list, and we'll send you, we send out event dates, we send out topics that we've discussed. What else does Cozy builds these? What else?
Videos online.
Some videos, some cool articles, all that stuff.
So if you just want some more information about brewing or you want to get in touch with us, send us an email. We'll get you on the newsletter. You don't have to if you don't want to. You can just send us an email one off if you want to. We'll answer them.
But, all right. Now, speaking of emails.
I knew this was coming.
One of the guys, shout out to Josh, because he actually heard of our club and came to a club meeting because of this podcast. So at least one person listens.
Yeah, which, how random is it? He said that he was just jumping around beer podcasts, and he heard us talking. Like, he was just listening to our podcast randomly, and we started talking about Cleveland. He's like, holy shit, these guys live by me. And then came to our homebrew club.
Yeah, so that's really awesome. He emailed us. He sent us an email to a video after he listened to our podcast and know how much we like to talk about number two.
That's poop.
Yes, that's poop, fecal matter. He linked us a video that his friends made, supposedly. This is an interesting video.
He's got some fucked up friends.
Yeah, man.
But you know what, though? But I think he would fit in just fine with us. We talk about the same crazy shit.
I think so. It'd be great if we can have him or maybe anybody else who listens as a guest on the podcast.
That would be awesome.
Just to tell shit stories.
Yeah, right. I know. I feel like... So we talk about poop on almost every podcast, and I'd say 99% of them come from me.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, well,
you had a good source of poop.
You had the best worker at your company as material for talking. That was unreal. You basically every day you came in with a new story.
Yeah, a good based source. On this. Yeah, had a good
and
source.
That source is gone. So now it's dried up.
So we stopped doing podcasts.
Yeah, the well is dry, boys.
So this video that we watched today.
Yeah. So I, obviously don't want to give anything away, but it follows a premise that I think we may have covered on the podcast before. It's if you're on a date and you have to take a shit, what do you do? This video is very creative.
Like, do you say you got
to
go?
Very artsy.
Do you say you got to go pee, or do you say I got to go number two? Like, what do you do?
You say I have to go to the bathroom.
Right, but still, if you're gone more than a couple minutes, they're gonna be like, well. That was a while.
That's where a guy like Sean, our friend Sean, who's been on the podcast before, doesn't have to worry about any of that because he poops in 2 minutes.
Shorter than that, I think.
Right. So even if he was pooping, you could guess that he's peeing. Regardless,
yeah, could. It's a coin flip. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So good for him. But anyway, if you guys want to see this video that Josh sent to us that his friends made. It's called The Piss Window.
Yeah, I feel a
Marius
little...
Marius had some good laughs on
I feel a little shy of like posting a link to that like on our social media.
Yeah.
But you should look it up. We'll talk about the link, but I don't want to post it.
Yeah, probably not posting it. But yeah, watch it. It's pretty funny, especially if you're into our poop segments.
Yeah, so basically... I'll just do the synopsis.
The synopsis,
if you may. Basically, a guy is on a date. He has to take a poop, and the woman that he's with, asks him like why he was gone for 20 minutes if he was just peeing.
Yeah.
And
you said you had to go pee, but you were gone for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Like poop, it smelled like poop, but you said you were peeing. Yeah.
So basically, he finds this guru who teaches him how to poop within the quote unquote piss window.
Yeah.
So you have the amount of time that you're pissing. How do you? And he teaches them all these like really funny like little methods on how to master shitting very quickly.
Yeah.
So it was pretty comical. So thank you, Josh, for sending that.
Yeah, that was funny.
Although I want to apologize because he sent that to us about, I don't know, 6 months ago.
Yeah, it was in September.
Yeah. So we're not real great at reading emails, and the problem is, I'll make an excuse for this. There's four dudes here, and we're all logged into the email, so none of us get the alerts.
Mm-hmm.
So unless we actually go in and check it, we don't ever see it, and we don't know who read what. So it like gets a little confusing. So we will get better at doing that, I promise.
We will, yeah. Josh and anybody else, keep the emails coming. Keep the content coming, please.
One other option for that. Don't we all have our own email addresses? You could send it to individual people.
We do, but it all comes to the same,
right, like, same box.
Inbox, essentially.
But you would be flagged individually on it, right?
I don't think so.
Mm, gotcha. Okay.
So keep sending the emails, and we promise that we'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't think any of us were really aware of that this was that big of an issue until he told us that, and we're like, wait, how did we miss that? And we went back, and we saw
that we missed
the emails from months and months ago.
Yeah, he actually sent us an email before that saying that we should do a hot sauce episode. Well, you're welcome, Josh. We fucking read your mind.
Yeah.
We did read your email, but we read your mind, and we did a hot sauce episode.
We didn't read your email, but we read your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, good times. All right. So,
what is this beer, by the way?
Yeah, you before got, we take
I
a break,
you the can.
This is so damn good.
Yeah, sorry, I have it here.
Also, before you read what it is, I want to say that Jim has had other beers from this company, and he said they're all dog shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just
I don't know what this is. I didn't look at the can.
I looked at the label.
I think it's really good, though.
I do too.
Yeah, so it's a raspberry goose. It is called Downstream Jam. They got like a TLDR kind of description, so I'm not going to read that. But raspberries and salt, right?
Yeah, it's from Royal Docks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're in Columbus?
Yeah.
They're
in Canton.
I never said they were trash.
I'm pretty sure you
did. No, I've had stuff that I like from them. Oh. I've never said that they were trash.
Maybe somebody else did that.
They made some headlines because they're like the number two fastest growing brewery in the U.S. in 2018 or something like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see a lot of their stuff here.
I've seen a lot of their stuff.
I didn't know that I have seen their stuff until I went to the brewery and saw their stuff. Really? But I have seen their cans definitely around here.
They've got some good stuff.
Like, two or three of them.
Oh, okay.
I think I've seen at least three or four different ones here.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're from Canton, and actually I have a friend who lives in Canton now, and he lives, I'm like around the corner from this place. It's insane. It just went in like right around his house. So I went down there and spent a night there. I tried some of their beers. They had a cherry beer that I don't know who's Romanian there, but it was the beer name was the Romanian word for cherries.
Really?
So I don't know, like, it's kind of weird. I don't know how they did that, but...
Is Vlad the Impaler, is he Romanian too?
Vlad is, yes.
Because that's another one of their beers called Vlad the Impaler, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they got a Romanian brewer.
Yeah, maybe there's a Romanian guy over there.
You got to go hang out with him, man.
Yeah, we got to speak Romanian, and he'll be like, hey, let's hang out and brew. I don't know.
You going to say the swear words to him, dude?
Well, of course. that's of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can say him. Come on, I know.
She's full of.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that Josh guy we were talking about, he was saying that he loves that I'm Romanian or something because he lives with a Romanian roommate. Mm. So maybe he knows some of the swear words too.
Oh yeah, you gotta talk to him about it. Hopefully he comes on Tuesday.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah.
So if you guys want to learn about beer or Romanian swear words, mm-hmm. come to our homebrew club meeting.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a good time.
Yep.
Anyway, I also wanted to talk about the upcoming National Homebrew Competition really quick. I don't want to spend a bunch of time on it, but...
Yeah.
Are we going? Providence?
Oh, that's Homebrew Con.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
The same thing, essentially.
Well, that's where they do... Actually, you're right. It is the award ceremony there. Yeah. Okay, so... Hold on, hold that thought for a second. So we've entered the National Homebrew Competition twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tough. It's the biggest homebrew competition in the world. Basically, what they do is they split the country into 8 or 10 regions,
mm-hmm.
and you submit your beers, and the top three in each category of beers in each region moves on to nationals.
Yeah.
So, it's tough. It's tough. You basically have to win top three beers in your category within... like 8 states or something like that.
So think of it this way. You have to medal in like a homebrew competition, right? Like let's say it's a normal homebrew competition. But then if you do medal, which is not like the easiest thing in the world, obviously, then your beer goes on and competes against like the top beers in that category in all of the US across all of those regions. So it's super hard to win this. I mean, it's like it's thousands and thousands of beers, right?
I think last year there was over 8,000 entries.
It's crazy.
And so each category, I don't know.
So normal one is like 300, right?
Yeah.
A normal homebrew competition probably is about 300 entries.
And that is like for a city, but it usually like people outside of the city within a few hundred miles will submit. Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Probably.
Not like we couple, submitted. Yeah. We submitted to Cincinnati, which is what, like 300 miles. Something,
no.
250.
No.
It's four. It's 4 hours. So it's probably 200.
Yeah, all right. 200 miles.
200. Maybe. 250 miles. I think that's about as far as people drive for them. Right. Wouldn't you guys say that?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. I know.
So this one is 8 states basically. If you average it out, 8 mm-hmm. states per
something
local
like that.
One.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's a lot.
So instead of entering a homebrew competition like the smaller ones that we do, where if you're entering under like an IPA, which is one of the bigger categories, there's about 30 entries.
Mm-hmm.
This you're competing against 500.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's so
crazy. It's crazy,
and you got to come in the top three just to make it to nationals, and then you're competing against the top in those categories.
Oh, you did pretty good last year.
Yeah, so the first year we entered, we all entered, I think, four beers or three beers or something. I had one that moved on to nationals, and then last year, I think we did about the same. We did probably eight as a group, probably, so maybe about two apiece,
mm-hmm.
and I had two that moved on to nationals.
Yeah.
And they were not the same as they were the first year. So we've only had three beers that have made it to nationals total.
So and obviously we've never won a medal at nationals. I mean, that is very hard to do. But do you know how your beers scored in the final national round?
Yeah, I don't remember what they scored last year, but the first year my beer scored over 40 and it didn't medal.
That's wow. crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, if you score a 40 at a homebrew competition,
guaranteed medal.
Yeah, not guaranteed because it's
I guess not. But
2 weeks ago in Cincinnati, I scored 40.5 and didn't win. But usually, if you score 40, you're winning a gold. Usually,
yeah.
But
that Royal Docks beer is really good. By the way,
I'm really really impressed with this as well.
That's really good. So if anybody in our group makes it to the national, we're going to go to Providence.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I think that's what we do. We only go to Providence if somebody's in national.
I'm fine with that, but I really want to go to Providence.
I do too.
I mean, I think we should just go anywhere.
I mean,
I'm
fine with
that. I think I would love to go to Providence.
So, like Tim mentioned, Homebrew Con is the same weekend, and it's put on by the same people as the national homebrew competition. So the last event of Homebrew Con is the award ceremony for the national homebrew competition. But the Homebrew Con we went to 2 years ago in Minneapolis, I thought it was really good. It's really cool to like see some of those speakers and sessions and stuff like that, and get new ideas. Like it always leaves me like super hyped to be like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to brew so many fucking beers. I'm going to try out all these things. It's cool. I like it.
What I liked about Homebrew Con was that it taught us a lot about off flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It taught us a lot about
stuff that you just taste it, and if you don't know what you're tasting, you're like, "There's just something. This doesn't taste good, right?"
Mm-hmm. Right, and you learn
how to identify what you're tasting.
Right, so they passed out beers that had these specific off flavors mm-hmm. in them, and we got to try what. So they passed out one with DMS, which is an off flavor. They all passed out another one that's diacetyl, which tastes mm-hmm. like buttered popcorn, and they said this is diacetyl. This is what it tastes like, and this is how to prevent it, and this is what some of the reasons why it happens are,
yeah.
which was awesome. And I thought that I learned a lot from that session.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top of my head, because we didn't know we were going to talk about this, I don't remember what the other sessions were, but I had a blast.
You remember one of them, right?
Oh, the yeast porn?
Yeah, the yeast porn, dude.
Yeah, we talked. There was a yeast segment, and the guy was talking about how yeast produce, and he said that he was looking at him under a microscope or something, and it was like he was basically watching yeast porn.
What a nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a nerd for sure. But he actually, he was great at teaching about yeast, that's which cool. is a pretty boring subject.
No doubt.
But he did a great job. I would go to Homebrew Con if you guys want to go.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun. I like those types of events.
There's a lot of good beer up there too.
Yeah, I mean it's in Providence, and I'm sure there's really good beer in Providence, but all the cities surrounding it too have amazing beer. I mean you got Maine, you got Boston, you got Vermont,
go to Trillium.
Not too far away. So
yeah, let's do it. Do a beer trip this summer.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
So anybody listening that wants to come with us, let's go.
Hell yeah!
All right, we're gonna take another break, and then we're gonna come back. I do have sort of a rhetorical poop question.
Yeah, I think we got a good poop segment coming up.
I think so too.
Yeah, I got a funny article that I found online. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but I want to bring it up.
Poop?
Maybe.
Maybe. So cool. It's poop.
It's definitely poop. All right, we'll be right back. And we're back. During the break, Marius poured up a beer for us.
Yeah.
This just so happens to be my favorite beer of all time. Mm-hmm. It's called Hop Juju. It's
from Fatheads. We've had it on a couple times.
Yeah. On the podcast?
Yeah, we have.
I know we had it on the first one, but that one's not even posted anymore.
It's not?
No, I got you. No.
Who's the microphone's doing that?
It's probably me. I moved it.
No, it's not on there anymore. But Hop Juju, if you guys have never had it, you got to go get this. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good, and they can now.
It's great. It's a great beer, yeah. So I got... it was the first day that they canned, and I went to the brewery and got it. And
did you know that they were canning that day, and that's why you went there?
Yeah, I saw somebody on Instagram.
This motherfucker didn't tell us.
Yeah, they did a Galentine's Day brunch. if you guys watch Parks and Rec, it's a gallon. Yeah. Anyway, so they did that. They released it, and then I went after work.
But Tim has a good point. Why the fuck didn't you tell us about this?
What are you talking about?
Just say, hey, man, I'm going. You want me to pick you up?
Or say,
I literally, you guys are drinking this beer for free right now. I don't know what you want.
4 ounces.
Yeah. You can go get it anytime you want.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
yeah, I got to make a trip out
unbelievable.
There.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's too bad, man. This I made guy. A trip. That's all right.
Yeah, I know. This piece of shit. Selfish piece of shit.
So the cool thing about this is I bought it at like 6:30 or something, and it was canned at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
wild.
That's a yeah, fresh beer. I was like, and it was nuts because the person who I saw it on Instagram from, she had the brunch or whatever at 11:27, and it was canned at 10:40.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
When you bought this, did you like immediately drink one? I had it within a couple hours.
Yeah, I went home and I drank one.
I would too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool.
I've never seen anywhere close
usually
to that.
Like the closest I've seen is like a week, right? Like at the store or whatever.
I've seen Fatheads that was like a couple days. I sent you a picture of it.
That's still pretty amazing.
Yeah
So anyway, we've had this beer before, it's great, but we just wanted to try it because it's really fresh. So
can I read you guys a headline of an article?
Yeah, please.
No, let me, I want to talk about my rhetorical question.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. It's something that I've been thinking about lately. And
have you been thinking about it a lot?
Not a lot, but you know.
Whoa! Have you been like obsessing?
No.
Like to just ponder while you're on the John. You're just pondering about.
No, I'm not on the John when I think about it. Actually, mm-hmm. When you guys take a number two, okay, I'm talking in public.
Yep.
Sure.
Do you typically seek out like the most lush and private bathroom?
No doubt about it.
I don't know what you really mean though, because if you're in public, you know, most bathrooms can be pretty gross.
Used. No, so like this is just an example that
But at work, so even at work for me, like the bathrooms all look the same. Mm-hmm. So
I'll give you two things. So like, you say public bathrooms are all about the same, but like some malls, I guess this is just an example. You're in a mall. There's usually a bathroom kind of centrally located, and then there might be one like in the corners of the mall. Usually those ones are like cleaner.
All right.
But hold on.
Because there's less shits taken in there.
I think I'm more so thinking of workplace poos.
Yeah. So I mentioned on the podcast one time that I used to go to this one bathroom and go to the bathroom when I had to go number two, and somebody stuck their boots underneath it.
Oh, yeah, you claimed it.
So that they basically stuck some work boots by the toilet, so if you looked underneath, it looked like somebody was in there. So after that, I would seek it out because I thought nobody knows that it's there, and if they do, then they think it's occupied all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would always go to the side bathrooms.
I think that is an anomaly. Okay, I don't think that applies to what.
Yeah, people put in their boots and.
Yeah, I don't think that applies to the reason why I've been thinking about this question.
Well, let me just answer it. I think yes. My preference is to shit in a smaller bathroom. You know, I want an intimate shit
single
setting.
Staller with a lock on it.
Yeah, so there's none like that at work, right. but there are some where there's only three shit stalls. You know, I want an intimate
versus
setting
what?
For
versus
my
four?
Shit versus like eight.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, I don't want a mass shittery.
That's the case, I might go into the eight one.
Why?
Because I feel like there's not going to be eight guys shitting in there. I feel like you're always going to have at least.
Oh, there are.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you say you walk into the bathroom and you stick your head, just kind of look underneath to see where the feet are, and you see shoes, 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 shoot, like all the way down.
Essentially, yeah.
That's insane.
It's crazy. Like right after
just
lunch,
a poop factory.
Right after lunch, you might have to go to four different bathrooms
no
to find an
way.
Open stall. I swear
dude,
to God.
That's insane.
Yeah, they didn't plan that.
What
very
do they
well.
Feed you guys there?
All right, man.
All right, so the reason why I've been thinking about this is because we have a one really private bathroom at my work, okay?
highly sought after.
I would say so, yeah.
But why is it private? Like, what? Like, it, everybody in the company can go to it, right? Like,
it is, but it's off the beaten path.
So, like, when you get a promotion at work, does the boss come down with this golden key? And he says, this is yours. The key to the now you can
it's
have
actually the- weird. The bosses have to shit in just, like, a normal peon's bathroom.
I like that. Yeah, why do they get a better bathroom?
The bathroom that I poop in is the one that the bosses have to poop in. And the one I poop in is no good.
No good. What do you mean you have to?
I mean, I can go to another floor. There's only one men's room on each floor.
Really?
Yeah. So I have to go to another floor.
So, yeah, just go to the best one.
What about going off-site?
No, that's anyway. So the reason why I asked this question is because I think most people are in agreement with the bathroom off the beaten path is the one that you really want to go to because A, it's probably more private, more intimate, mm-hmm. like you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. However, you know that that's the bathroom that people are doing some really disgusting things in.
Hmm.
You know, how do you think?
Because there's less people and this person thinks they can get away with anything.
Yeah. So you think they got bubble guts and like the big bathroom's not going to suit at this time. I need to go to the private secluded bathroom or else I'm going to be laughed at, ridiculed. I'm going to be just embarrassed is what you're saying. So like if they have a normal shit, they go to the regular bathroom. But if they got some extraordinary stuff.
That's precisely what I'm saying.
So is this something that you do? I feel like every time, no matter normal shit, extraordinary shit, I'm going to the same secluded bathroom if I can.
No, okay. So I thought about it over and over again, and it's sort of six of one, half dozen of the other. So you either go to the secluded bathroom where you know some evil has been unleashed, okay?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Or you go to the normal bathroom where some poops have been dropped, but like it's more public, so you know there's people are a little.
You gotta
shy.
Behave yourself.
Exactly right. You're not grunting and like you know. You know what I mean?
I don't know. If I had something gross, I would go to the one with so many stalls because then you can just blend in. Nobody will know if it was you or the guy next to you.
So if you're doing that, do you bring like a pair of sneakers you can change into? So like. Like ones that they don't recognize your work shoes.
So this is a great point. My work has two stalls. That's it. So I said there's only one bathroom on each floor. There's only two stalls in each bathroom. You could see the feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're doing in there.
I know some people's shoes. I'm not saying I know everybody's shoes. I know some people's shoes. And if I...
Hey, John's in there.
Yeah, and if he's... blowing it up
and grunting.
I'm like, I'm going out and I'm telling my other coworkers, like, dude,
John just blew it up.
Dude, fucking John. Holy shit. So the question is, would you prefer the place where the evil was unleashed or the place with less privacy?
I think it's a flawed question because I think the evil's unleashed no matter where. I don't think there's different shades of evil.
Oh, less evil.
I disagree. I think no matter what, there's the same amount of evil, same amount of nasty shit in every bathroom.
Marius, what do you think?
I think overall, I would always prefer to go to the more private one.
Same.
Okay.
All
right. Now this, I thought about this question probably a month ago. Okay, and I've been thinking about, I didn't even really think about it for the podcast. I was just thinking about it for my own personal.
Yeah, that's what you think you know, about. Yeah,
yeah. And then I started, you know, all right. Let me back up. The private bathroom that I'm talking about at my work is in the locker room. Okay. There's only one stall. It's like we're if you see people that don't normally go to the gym, you know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Did you see that like a fatso walking out of the
gym? Not just fat. No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying like I go to the gym, so I know who goes to the gym.
Right.
If I see somebody coming out of the gym doors and it's not somebody that I typically see down there, I know that they just fucking took a dump. You know?
Like, see, that would piss me off if I was a gym goer and some non-gym goer was going into the gym bathroom. You should be like, That's the gym's bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know.
Do you disagree?
I kind of.
That's what? Like if you're walking to a restaurant that you didn't eat at and shit there.
I know he doesn't eat here.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a vegetarian and this is a meat restaurant.
Right? I mean, it's kind of like that.
Anyway, so I thought about this about a month ago, okay? And then it completely like left my mind for a while. And then about 2 weeks ago. So the way that our gym is set up, there's you walk into this room. And then it splits into two sections. One is where the men's room is, and one is where the women's room is. So there's a separate door to go to each. So there's like almost like a lobby in the locker room. Mm-hmm. So I get into the lobby, and I'm like, something fucking smells in here.
Okay.
I walk into the men's room like a punch in the face. I mean.
You were already prepped for it, right? Like, because there was that smell in the lobby.
Have you guys.
Something died?
Have you got? No. No, this wasn't death.
Are you sure?
Have you guys ever smelled poop when it's not in water?
Now, you know, that's actually funny you bring that up.
Not human poop.
No, human poop.
I don't know that I have. And I know they bring it up on the radio show we listen to a lot. How, like, so much stronger it is when it's not in a water-filled toilet.
Think about it. You have probably 6 inches of water covering it, and you still smell it.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Wait, but Tim, where are you going with this? Are you saying there was something that was not in the water?
So, that is precisely what I'm saying.
You're absolutely right.
But, I couldn't pinpoint the source.
Oh,
so, here's the thing. I walked in there, and I'm like, oh my God. You know immediately that poop is not in water, okay? You just know it.
You just know.
Was it in the trash can?
It was very strong. This is very strong. So what I did, I looked under the stall door. No one's in there. There's no poop on the floor.
Did you just kick it open?
No, I just looked under the door.
Mm-hmm.
Then I looked in the showers.
Oh, okay? No.
No poop in the shower.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Dodged the bullet there.
Then I'm sort of, I don't want to say I'm sniffing around, but I'm doing some detective work.
Okay. Yeah.
What I think happened, I think somebody shit their pants.
Mm-hmm. Threw their underwear in the trash can?
Their shitty pants in the trash can.
It was probably somebody that didn't go to the gym. They thought, nobody will find this down in the gym trash can.
I think somebody shit their pants at work and threw the underwear out.
What would you do if you shit your pants at work?
I would do the same thing. But
did we discuss this? Because I did this.
I don't remember talking about
if we did discuss it. I don't remember it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. I didn't.
We do get fucked up on this podcast, so some of the stuff I don't remember.
I mean, I didn't shit my pants, but there was.
Sounds like
there
you said that you there's did.
A streak mark.
You sharted.
It was like if you take a brown marker and there's a little streak mark in my underwear. So
I'm gonna say. You shit your pants.
Yes, I agree.
Fine.
You don't have to have a nugget in there to say you shit.
You can say that. I just didn't want to lead people on saying that I just diarrheaed in my pants.
It sounds like that's what you did, though.
But I didn't. I mean, there wasn't any like material. It was just kind of soaked into my underwear.
That's diarrhea, bro.
Okay. All right. Yes, I shit my pants. There was shit everywhere. Are you happy?
Did you see something roll out of your bottom of your leg?
Yeah, my pant leg. No, but what I did was I was wearing shorts. I was wearing actually cargo shorts, which was I'm very thankful for. Because I just took my underwear off.
Oh my
and
God.
I put them in the cargo short pocket. And I
no
went
way.
Home. I just left. I
no
went home.
Way.
Yeah. Now, what did you text your boss or anything?
No, I left. I did come back afterwards.
You like took a break.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Did you go home and take a shower?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That is too good.
So
is that the smell that's been in your car for the last 3 months?
No, man. That's skunk, man.
So when you, when you shit your pants at work.
I mean, all right.
I actually have nothing else to say. I just all wanted right. to say that.
Tim, go on. Did you find any definitive proof
no,
of
no,
this?
No. I didn't want to do any digging. It smelled so bad. I had to get the fuck out of there. Like, I'm serious. So what I did.
The guy, you know what the guy should have done was be a little courteous and rinse them off before you throw them in the trash.
No, because you risk somebody walking in.
You think, imagine getting caught red-handed with shitty underwear on the sink.
In the sink?
Actually,
oh, my God.
I want to bring, I want to come back to that. I want to come back to that.
All right.
What I did was I went to the gym. I walked into the locker room, punch in the face with the poop smell. I changed my clothes really close and got the fuck out of there, okay?
Okay.
I expected when I came back from working out 45 minutes later, the poop smell would be gone, right? It's poop.
No,
it's poop smell. You know, like I thought somebody, I honestly but thought somebody took.
It's an enclosed space.
I thought somebody just took a really bad shit at first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew the smell was way stronger than a normal shit, but like, I was like, maybe like they sprayed the back of the toilet or something, yeah, you know, like something like that.
I love doing that.
You know, like, and then it'll be gone. I walked back in 45 minutes later. It was still just as strong.
So what do you think about some type of medical something in the trash can?
Yeah, it could be like a colostomy bag.
Maybe
it could be.
Interesting.
It could
yeah.
be. It could be. It was putrid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. So you were talking about rinsing poop off in the sink.
Yeah. Did this happen? I mean, this could not have happened.
No, hold on. So there's this guy that goes to the gym. God, he's there.
Does he wash his underwear?
He's there. No. He's there every day. Okay. Every day that I'm
in the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a gym guy.
He's a gym. Well, actually, so when it's nice outside, he runs outside.
Mm-hmm.
He's an old man, actually.
Okay.
He runs outside and then he comes back and takes a shower.
Okay.
But in the wintertime, he runs in the gym on the treadmill.
True.
Okay. One day after his outdoor excursion, he comes back and he's washing his shoes.
He's washing his shoes.
He's washing brown
stuff.
So, like
the marathoners that fucking.
Oh, no.
He was rinsing.
Like the marathoners that shit themselves all down their legs and stuff.
He was, gotta keep going.
He was. Yeah. He was washing his shoes, and he was plucking brown stuff out with a stick.
Like plucking, oh jeez. He's fucking like a dog, dude.
With a stick, like that he found outside?
Yeah.
No.
Like a twig. And then he was wiping his soles with a wet paper towel.
Jesus Christ, man.
And the brown stuff was getting all over the sink and the counter, and I don't know if it was poop or if it was just mud.
So I guess if you stepped in a lot of mud on a run,
mm-hmm.
I bet the best way to clean it off is with a stick, right?
Yeah, yeah. The same way as clean dog poop.
That's
off.
What I was
yeah, it's
say.
The same.
You did the same thing.
But I don't think doing that at work is appropriate.
But hold on. If it was dog shit, it would be only on the outside of the shoe, not with the. Didn't you say was wiping the inside?
No, the sole. The outside.
I thought you said the inside.
No. No. He was wiping the outside.
I don't know why.
He took a dump in the shoe.
It leaked down his leg. Yeah, no.
That's what I was saying with the.
No,
with the,
no he wasn't wiping the inside.
That's funny.
But, I mean, honestly, if I ran in mud or poop or whatever, I'm not rinsing that off at work. I'm going to put it back in my gym bag.
Agreed.
And I'm going to clean it when I get home. I don't think it's courteous to do that at work.
I agree. Yeah, but.
Or at the very least, you do it in the shower. Bring those shoes in the shower.
That's fine, I actually disagree with that because then somebody's got to stand.
But no one will know about it, though.
Yeah, maybe, but still, I think he did the right thing.
Honestly, nothing surprises me about your workplace anymore.
Yeah, those people are a bunch of, like, savages. I mean, they are, like...
they came like, straight from, like, 1800.
Like, these people that you work with are literally uncivilized.
They're barbarians.
I know. And it's weird because I work at, like, a cool place, you know?
Yeah, well...
It's really nice there. Yeah. So this kind of really like strongly leads me into this article that I read online. I'm just going to read you the headline here. This is on the Washington Post.
Ooh.
Man accused of bomb threat said he only meant to, in quotes, blow up the bathroom with a bowel movement.
Was he going to the private bathroom?
This is great.
Know.
This is
but
great.
Basically a man went into a restaurant. And I guess he's basically said, you guys might want to get out of here. I'm about to blow this place up.
And people called it national news. Yeah. I'm fixing to blow it up. Isn't that what he said?
He said, y'all about to close right now because I'm going to get a bomb and blow this place up.
He said, get a bomb?
He said, y'all about to close right now because I'm going to get a bomb and blow this place up.
Oh, I feel like that's different.
Yeah.
This is happening in Kansas City.
I guess I didn't see that.
Like I felt it was
New Orleans,
like a home.
New Orleans.
I felt it was like at a Home Depot, and somebody posted a note on the bathroom door saying, "I'm fixing to blow this up."
Oh, really?
That's what I thought.
He didn't say it to people.
That I know of. I think he posted a note, and the bomb threat guy called on him.
Oh man, that's too good.
Yeah.
Did he get in trouble?
He got arrested.
Mercedes going to blow the bathroom up.
Yeah, I think so.
that is amazing.
I didn't get that far, I guess. He's charged with 2 counts of communicating false information of planned arson.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the one headline like?
I love that the headline itself was so fucking funny. I'm about to blow this place up.
Oh, that's awesome. That might actually be somebody you work with, Tim. I mean,
yeah, in the locker room, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had fun tonight.
Yeah.
Me too. This was good. This was good. Everybody listening, please send us some more cool poop stories.
Oh, I talked to Putty Pants earlier too. He said he's going to start sending us emails again.
Oh, good.
I hope he does.
Good. Yeah, our boy Putty's been absent for a while, but
he has. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, he had some of the funniest ones.
He did, yeah. He's got an active imagination, I feel like.
Yeah, I think he's got a sick mind. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, real quick before we go, what are we drinking right now?
Oh, this is so you were talking about Fatheads and the new canning line, but this is so they basically built a new brewery within the last couple months, and they expanded their production line. So they've been bottling a lot of stuff that they traditionally did not. It was just on tap. This is a new one that they started bottling, but we've had many times in the past. Excuse me. This is called Bean Me Up Imperial Coffee Stout. It's 8.4% alcohol.
That's a smooth drinker, man.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's such a nice blend of the coffee and the malts.
I think so.
It's delicious. It's so good. I'd recommend it to everybody that likes coffee or stouts, or even if you've never had one, this is a good one to try.
Yeah, even if you don't like coffee, it's not that bad.
Because you don't like coffee.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of coffee, right. but yeah, it's so smooth, and like you said, it's such a nice balance. Sometimes the coffee can be overpowering in some of these beers, and it's definitely not in this case. You do get a hit of it,
just a small one though. It kind of blends. It blends so nicely with the malts. Mm-hmm. It's not like a. Some of them, it's so coffee forward. It just tastes like you're drinking a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't
for
like
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, come to our homebrew club meeting.
Again, this coming Tuesday.
Tuesday, February 19th, 7 p.m. at Platform in Ohio City.
Mm-hmm. Say hi.
Yeah, we'll have fun. We'll have a couple beers.
Yeah.
Hang out.
A couple brews.
Shoot the shit. Maybe talk some poop. Yeah, if you guys want.
Yeah, we should make that a regular segment of our homebrew club.
Like the last couple minutes of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we should actually.
Yeah. Or if you like stay late, you know.
Yeah, that's the after hours.
Yeah. 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 The poop club.
The poopy boys.
Pooply boys.
Pooply boys. Oh my god.
Imagine you call Platform to make a reservation and said, "Oh, are you the poop club instead of the homebrew? Are you the home poop club?"
The poop club.
Yeah.
Home poop club.
All right, I do make poos at home. So yeah,
me too.
We're all poopers.
Yeah. I think everybody is, right?
31 years right here I've been home pooping.
Yeah, I got something brewing right now, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
All right, well, thank you for listening. We're the Brewly Boys, and this is Dudes Ripping Brews. We'll be doing another one in a couple weeks. And, send us an email if you want to be part of our newsletter for the Homebrew Club.
What's the email?
Brewly. BREWLY at brewlyboys.com. Also, check out our website, brewlyboys.com. That's up, right?
That is up, yeah.
And follow us at Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram, which this is probably how you've heard of us. But if you don't already follow us at Instagram, we're Brewly Boys on Instagram. Till next time. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.